You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So, all right, I'm going to try to get back into actual show mode here. You're listening to B. Mitch and Finley, watching us on the 106.7 The Fan YouTube page, listening on various apps, the Odyssey app, the iHeart app, maybe listening on the podcast. B, thank you for holding it down this morning. Sorry for the incredible inconveniences of commercial air travel in the United States. You're also watching us on Monumental Sports Network. I generally try to look nicer because we're on TV now. I don't look my nicest today. Just going to keep it real right there. Haven't showered. So, at some point, Landfill, I should probably take a shower. Maybe I'll shower downstairs during
the
break.
You didn't wash your ass when you got on the plane?
I was up at 4:40. I just got on the plane. And honestly, the people on the plane, this lady that kept her window open the whole time when everybody's trying to sleep, I'm glad I didn't shower for her. No apologies. Sorry. Not sorry. I told the boys in there what I was doing. I was fighting back. Chemical warfare.
Stupid.
All right. But a lot to talk about from yesterday beyond, you know, as much as the second Minnesota touchdown drive, the astonishingly 19-play, 98-yard, 12-minute drive.
You know what I told when they got the ball on the two, I had one thought in my head. That was the game we were playing against the Dallas Cowboys. And I lined up on the 5-yard line for the kickoff. And I'm talking to the referee. And while we were talking, he was moving. So I guess in the time, I moved up to the 10. So the ball was kicked. And I drop back, assuming I'm still on the 5. And I kneeled at the 1. Mm. And I got drove. And it told me, stay in the game. And we went 99 yards. That's the only thing that was in my head when that happened. I was like, oh, Lord, I hope they don't go this 98 yards. And they went 98 yards, 12 minutes and, what, 1 second, whatever it was?
12 minutes, 1 second.
Bruh.
They did, at least on the first third down of that drive, they had a well-designed blitz. Quan Martin had pressure up the left side. He just couldn't get home. And then JJ, the little bit of the, yeah, he certainly is an athlete, was able to make a big play there. So they had him 3rd and 6 from the 6. Well-designed blitz from Quan Martin. JJ's able to get out of it, runs for 13 yards. That was the first of many third down conversions in that game. Mm. Dan Quinn, after the game, talked about third down was the problem. At halftime, he tried to implore the team to get some third down stops. Let's just run through it on that drive alone. 3rd and 6 from the 6. That's the Quan blitz. He doesn't get home. JJ scrambles for 13. 1st and 10 at the 13. Then they run the ball. That was a theme for Minnesota throughout the day. They ran the ball end of the quarter. Second and 8, J.J. finds, I think it's Jalen Naylor, for a 9-yard gain. Now it's first and 10 at the 24. They collect a couple first downs, jump ahead to 3rd and 9 at the Minnesota 37. They're still in their own territory, like clear punt situation. Mm-hmm. 3rd and 9. J.J. McCarthy, who had been terrible coming into this game, the kid was able to sit on his back foot and hit his first read all afternoon. And what you do is you give a young player confidence. And to his credit, he's got a rocket. When he can identify and let it and just let it rip, it's getting there. He finds Naylor again. It's 3rd and 9. He finds Naylor for 12. Now they're at midfield. They've already, the idea when you are deep in your opponent's territory at the goal line to go for it on 4th down, the idea is if we don't get it, we're going to pin them deep and get the ball back.
Yeah.
They've already reversed that because they've gotten to the midfield. They have 1st and 10 at the 49. What do you know, Brian? They've got another 3rd and 8. 3rd and 8 from the Washington 49. They've only mustered 2 yards on the first 2 downs. J.J., Jordan Addison, 21-yard gain. Now they're cooking. Now they're at least scoring again, which is a total Mongolian reversal of where Washington was minutes earlier when they had 2nd and goal from the 1. But calamity strikes again because the young man's not a very good passer. It ends up 1st and 10 becomes 2nd and 12 because they try a little screen to J.J. that was well read by the Washington defense, -2. Then a no gain on 2nd and 12. 3rd and 12 from Washington's 30. You get a stop here, you're forcing what? A 56-yarder?
Yeah.
It's 3rd and 12. Get a stop, right?
No.
Wrong. J.J. to Justin Jefferson, the only impact play he really made all day. 3rd and 12, and Jefferson gets 13. That's what stud receivers are supposed to do. It's not what defenses are supposed to do. 3rd and 12.
That was a well-designed play. They ran everybody up the field, and then he came underneath and came right behind them. It was a screen that didn't look like a screen.
Right.
Yeah.
It was just like a little more downfield.
Yeah.
I don't know what to call this one, B. So now you got 1st and 10 at the Commanders 17, 5-yard gain, 2nd and 5. Another run. On 1st and 10 from the 17, they ran for 5. On 2nd and 5, they ran for 4. So now you got a 3rd and 1. Jordan Mason's the young man's name. I believe he played for the Niners prior to his time in Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
Does it count as a 3rd down conversion if you don't pick up the 1st down?
You got a touchdown?
Yeah, he scored.
Still, I think it's a 3rd down conversion.
I was trying to give him credit. Maybe they got a 3rd down stop.
It's not a stop unless you're stopping behind the chains.
3rd and 1 from the 8, 8 yards, touchdown, 14-0, strike up the band.
Yeah.
I do love that they play Prince Let's Go Crazy every time Minnesota scores. Mm-hmm. I do not like whatever that old song, that polka song or whatever they start singing.
I don't know.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast. And if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a 2-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
That drive was the ball game. It really just was. It's 14-0. Could they have climbed back into it? Yes, but you give up a 19-play, 98-yard, 12-minute drive where they convert 5 third downs on you. It's demoralizing, to say the least. I thought what was worse, though, the first drive of this game, where J.J. the people in Minnesota are ready to run J.J. McCarthy out on a rail. His coach is publicly saying, we're going to stop coaching him. We're just going to let him run around and do his thing. Mm-hmm. There is an open acceptance in Minnesota that they got to bring in a veteran next year to let J.J. sit some more to get some more seasoning. Carson Wentz is on the mend from surgery up there. Maybe they're going to keep Carson around. Like, that's the conversation up there.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what you do? You kick it off. I'm okay with deferring. This is you think,
everybody do that now.
And in this game, you think you're in this one. You'd rather get the ball in the second half. I get it. Okay. The first pass of the game, no pressure. J.J. just rifles it right into the kid, Sims. It's his first read, and it's there.
Yeah.
2nd and 7 becomes first down. I believe J.J. was perfect on the first drive. 1st and 10 from the 18, so they kick off. They get the ball at 35. They get a good return to start the game. So they start the game in pretty good territory. They get a 35-yard kick return to open the game, which is a tone setter. 1st and 10 from the 18. J.J. finds his tight end, Josh Oliver, for his first of 2 touchdowns.
Yeah.
It was a good throw. The design from Kevin O'Connell yesterday, especially on the early stuff, the scripted stuff, was very, very good. And I thought that U.S. Bank Stadium, that's a real home field advantage. That place gets rocking.
It's loud.
But those fans were disinterested in this game. Those fans did not come in there ready to go nuts because they thought their quarterback wouldn't give them a chance to win. You give the young man confidence on the first drive where he's perfect.
He woke up.
1 for 1, 2 for 2, 3 for 3, 4 for 4, touchdown. And then all of a sudden, my man likes to call himself 9, right? He says, I'm J.J. off the field, I'm 9 on the field. Terrific. I hope you sell T-shirts with that. They allowed this kid to become 9.
Yeah.
You go 4 for 4 to open it up with a touchdown throw? Kid's feeling himself.
Of course.
No pressure?
Yeah.
They finally generated some pressure on the 3rd drive. Luvu batted down a pass. Von Miller got a sack. But at that point, you're down 14-0. Washington did a good job of responding to the first touchdown, and then I at least question not a single run at the goal.
I think you gotta try to pound that thing in there.
I mean, just so much hinges on that. We haven't even gotten to the injuries. There's just so much to try to break down. I know we got Smoot at noon. After Smoot, we'll go all the calls. Everybody that's on hold, stay there. We're going to do calls all afternoon. Real questions for Smoot about the coverages yesterday. Like, allowing.
I mean, they were just giving him. I watch some coverages. And I watch defensive backs a lot. And normally when a defensive back hits that foot, he sprints out of it. I watched a bunch of the guys yesterday. They drop back. They're already sitting off of the guy. And they drop back. And when they come out of the break, they hesitate before they break. So they were never, ever there to contest any catch. And I don't know if that was planned or that's something that they just start doing. Because I know if you're receiving the league and you don't have nobody within 2 yards of you, you're going to catch every damn ball thrown to you.
You want to hear something funny? I feel like we could both use a laugh. You know how when callers call in and really make me mad, I challenge them to meet me at the 7-Eleven on MacArthur Boulevard?
Mm-hmm.
Greg texted me. He's like, dog, don't go to that 7-Eleven today. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitch and Finley. You know where they should call Crop Metcalf? Minnesota. Because it's cold as hell out there. I wish I had Crop Metcalf that could have worked at my terrible hotel room in downtown Minneapolis, where my choices of heat or cold were 80 or 62. It was a really great trip. Let me tell you how much I enjoyed my time in Minnesota. But it's that time of year. You better call and schedule a $99 heating and cooling check with my guys, the five-star heating experts over at Crop Metcalf. My wife and I love the service. They've taken great care of my family and my house. They can do the same for you. Right now, for just $99, a Crop Metcalf certified five-star technician will inspect both your heating and cooling systems in one visit, making sure everything's running smooth, efficient, and ready for whatever this cold winter throws at us. They're going to take care of your system's performance and lower your energy bills. And most important, they'll catch any small issues before they turn into major costly repairs down the road. Take it from me, a quick call to Crop Metcalf is a small move now that can save you big when the temperatures really flip. Because if your heater goes down in February, you're cooked. You don't want that kind of headache. Do yourself a favor. Do what I always do. Call 1-800-GO-CROP or visit CropMetcalf.com to schedule your appointment today. Crop Metcalf is the home of the five-star technician.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.